My dad was from Pittston, Pennsylvania, and my grandpa was a miner for the Pittston Coal Company. My grandpa was not happy about being a miner, and in general, wasn't happy. And he would communicate to me from the other room, talking to his wife. He would say to my grandmother, "Margaret, why is the damn boy reading the damn comic books all the time?" So the next year I went there to visit. I stopped with the comic books and I started saving the dimes. Instead, I had little coin wrappers. I was maybe 7. I was really nuts about the coin wrappers. And then I heard from the other room, "Margaret, why is the damn boy always counting his damn money?" That was pretty much a communication. And he lived on Church Street in Pittston, and it was called Church Street because there were 3 Catholic churches within 3 blocks. To our left down the block, there was an Italian Catholic church, St. John's. To our right, there was an Irish Catholic church, St. Mary's. And right across from us was St. Casimir's, which was a Ukrainian Catholic church. I went to all those churches at various times, but the Ukrainian one in particular was interesting because they loved their statues, and they had statues out the wazoo. And when you went into this church, you felt like you had to kind of sidle into the church, you know, to get past the various things. But what I liked about Pittston was, since I only went there once a year, when I went out walking with my grandma and my Aunt Kitty, all the people in the town would talk to us on the street. We'd be walking down Church Street, and they'd all say this, "Is that Michael? Is that Michael?" I hardly believe it. He's so big, you know. That, and they just do that on a rather constant basis. And it finally, I got a song out of it.
The sun today, you swear you